I'm joined this morning by Congressman Mike Boss on the phone with us this morning. Mike, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm good. Trying to, you know, sort through yesterday's events. And of course, the night before events were very nice, but who would have thought that it would have... we would have had the problems we had yesterday.
All right, the GOP, dozens of legislators are on board this train that's on the way to White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. It's described that yesterday at 11:20, your train went from 70 to zero.
Yeah, it was an impact that we were driving along. I was in the dining car, sitting across from my wife. Many others were talking. The speaker was up in the second car. We were back further in the train where the dining car was. We were moving along, and it wasn't even, it was a case where you feel the impact. You do not stop completely. What you do is you slow radically with a very loud noise. And then, as I looked around and people had fallen and others that were standing, and I look up and a couple were asking what's going on. I said, we've hit something. And all of a sudden, the intersection goes by, the gate is down, and there's a vehicle pulled up to the gate. However, there's dust flying everywhere, and I look out the other side of the car, and that's when you can see the body of the trash truck was ripped and laying with trash sprawled all over the place, and you're trying to figure out what's going on. Well, by then the train does come to a complete stop. Well, not knowing that it had derailed the engine. Instantly, we realized as we started to look out, there were injuries and a bad situation occurring. We have many physicians and actually, as you know, Brad Goodwit, which is Brad Withrop, who also is the one who treated Scalise when he was shot. He and many doctors ran to the scene where the injured were, had trouble actually getting the car door, the train door to open to get out to them. There was a fatality of one of the crew on the trash truck. The other one had a severe head trauma. They tried to treat that, and instantly, though, because we were being followed by helicopters, normally these intersections are all blocked when the train is moving. Understand, this is not something that just Republicans do. Democrats will be doing it next week in the fact that we go off to these two days retreat to study issues and deal with issues that are up and coming. But any rate, the trauma track centers and also response time was very quick by the local EMTs and fire departments. We set there dealing with the injuries, a few injuries that were on the train, nothing severe, but dealing with those. And then basically they had to, within a couple hours after taking care of the wounded, hooking up or decoupling from the engine and then coupling another engine to the train, taking it back up the road about a 20-minute train ride to where we were put on buses and moved out.
So some of the people on board, like Representative Neil Dunn, who's a former Army surgeon, chipping in. Branch Railroad, who leases the stretch of track, says they were unaware of any problems with the equipment at the crossing, so they've got experts there.
It was working. I saw it.
Okay.
Yes. So that's one thing I noticed right away. The bars were down.
Okay. And so how this happened, the question of the day. All right, well...
And I think, Tom, maybe they'll find out that I believe that the trash truck had pulled across, and you know how they stick out further in back?
Yeah.
And if you look at the front of the train, I think that it was hanging over the track, and they just didn't realize they had not cleared the track.
Right. And then it broke because there's two sections of those trucks, and then it broke.
That's
probably
correct.
Between the container and the cab. I haven't seen the photographs more than just the litter.